many folks are making plans to gather together with friends and family for the holidays. What do we need to know about that? Can that be done safely?
First off, I think people need to be aware that this is not going to go on forever. So we're not trying to figure out how to live our lives for the next 2 or 3 decades. We're just trying to figure out how to live our lives for the next 3 to 6 months. We know that as we come out of winter, the weather will change and we'll start getting outdoors and lowering our risk. There's excellent news coming out about the vaccines. And so the vaccines are going to start being distributed early next year and hopefully widely next year by early summer. And so there is light at the end of the tunnel, but we've got to get through what's going to be a long, dark winter for COVID, because we have all of the wrong parameters coming together all at once. One of it's the weather, the increasing rates of infection. And now we get into the holidays where it's very traditional for people to get together, travel across the country and spend a lot of time together eating when you can't wear a mask. And this is a recipe for disaster. So, I really urge people to think about the risk to them and their families, and really think about whether or not you can't delay that big turkey dinner for 1 year or till next summer, because it's just not a good idea for people to get together in close proximity right now.
I think there's a growing awareness that the coronavirus pandemic isn't just a threat to our physical health, but also our mental health. How do we negotiate that? What would you say to people who say, well, for my mental health, I really need to see my family?
Well, I think, people are adapting to this. Be proactive about reaching out to your friends in virtual ways, either by Zoom or by telephone. My 94-year-old mother is not very good at Zoom, but she can answer the phone. And so I actually have a list of people and I try to call them on a regular basis. But I think that's really the best way to do this is engage with people, but engage with them in a way that's safe. If you can spend time outdoors, if you don't mind going for a walk, it's another tradition I have with some of my employees is I'll meet them and I'll do a meeting by walking outdoors. And exercise is always good for your mental health.
How does testing fit into this? Let's say your whole family gets tested and you isolate for a few days or a week. Is it then safe to get together?
First off, there's no such thing as a zero risk activity. And so you're always weighing what the risk is versus the benefits. And so if it's really, really important to your family, make sure that every single one of the people who's going to participate is willing to self-isolate for 2 weeks prior to that event. And getting tested, if you think you've been exposed, is a good idea. Testing is not a guarantee that you haven't been infected, because you have to be tested at that window when you're actually expressing the virus. And we know that that can happen anywhere from a couple days to 2 weeks after you've been exposed. So testing by itself is not enough, but testing plus self-quarantine prior to having that big family event would be okay.
Do you have any other advice for how to celebrate the holidays safely this year?
Boy, I have to say one of the things I'm doing is I'm going online and buying presents earlier than ever. So, participate in the economy and hang in there, because we are going to come out of this. So I'm very optimistic that we're going to get beyond this sometime next summer.
Paul Keim, thank you so much for speaking with me.
It's my pleasure, Melissa.